Oscar.
What's on your mind? Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon, along with Steve Bakken from the studios of 550K Fire in Bismarck, Mandan, the voice of the Northern Plains, booming all across the Northern Plains with an assist to KCJB, 910 a.m. up in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, KTGO, 1090 radio, booming to the Bakken, as well as AM 1100 the flag. Out of Fargo-Moorhead. This is What's on Your Mind. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. At this hour, our nation's government is consumed with the debate over Obamacare and the fallout from a total mess. The policies being canceled now, over 5 million policies nationwide have been canceled. You heard from Adam Hamm last hour that say that impact has not skipped North Dakota. It's here as well. Meanwhile, a minuscule amount of people actually signing up for the new Obamacare exchanges. So it's a meltdown. What to do about it? The president will speak later this hour. Nancy Pelosi spoke moments ago. What do you want to have happen? That's been our question today. Should members of Congress try and fix it? Should they leave it? Or do you want some other fix? Let us know what you think. A lot of folks have been weighing in on this. We didn't get to all of you last hour, so we'll give you another chance to weigh in on that as well. Bottom of the hour, Tom Lilja will join us from the North Dakota Corn Growers Association. We're talking about a new AP report about the impacts of ethanol, and the industry is pushing back pretty hard against it. We'll get his take on that new piece of reporting and also welcome your calls, questions, and comments. We have a Facebook question up for you, too, which simply says, ethanol, good or bad for North Dakota, and whether or not you're impacted at all by the most recent report here that AP has done in that decision of whether it's good or bad. Mike from Fargo emails a growing concern over the – oh, he answered our question. Here is the question, just by the way, to reset here a little bit. There is a growing concern over the proposed Keep Your Obamacare Promise legislation. Republicans have proposed some legislation in the House. Congressman Kevin Cramer was on with us yesterday. The concern is that that it will fix nothing and in turn remove the pressure on President Obama and Democrats, who obviously have a huge political crisis going on right now. Our question for you was, should the GOP take up the concerns of Americans who are losing their health care coverage by advancing this new legislation, or sit back and benefit from the political fallout? And have you been keeping track, Steve? I have, informally here, and the overwhelming amount of folks say, leave it. Don't
leave it alone.
Leave it. Now, to their credit, most people say leave it because they don't believe you can fix it. But here's an example of the political fallout from that way of thinking from an emailer. A classic Republican answer. Hope America fails for political reasons. This is why I stopped voting for that garbage party. All right. So, you know, the independents out there, the folks in the middle may see, folks sort of jumping up and down saying, see, I told you so. See, I told you so. In exactly that way. So that is the.
But I don't want to see the politics playing with people's lives. That's the last role of government, being that involved in people's lives. I don't know how you get around that, Scott.
Mike in Fargo emails Proverbs 11:2. When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. The unbelievable pride and arrogance of the Obama administration and the Democrats is now leading to their disgrace. We need to let them be humbled so that wiser decisions can be made. We must let Obamacare fail so that we can once again prove that central planning from Washington is a less effective method of solving problems than market-based solutions. There is too much government involvement in health care to begin with. We must now argue for total repeal of Obamacare and all other federal involvement in the health care industry. Only then will costs be lowered and access made easier. Welcome your opinions on this at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also get to our Facebook page easily from whatsonyourmindradio.com, and a lot of comments there. Here's some of the comments that came in during our break as well, including a new fan for Cheryl.
I couldn't agree more with Cheryl, your caller there. That's what the American people need to start looking at, and real quick. The billions and billions and billions of dollars being wasted, not just on Obamacare and fighting it back and forth for 3 years. You know, people should be admitting that Ted Cruz and Mike Lee were the only ones who had it, you know, right then to stop it. More people should have stood up. But it's not just that. The IRS, look at the billions and billions of dollars they paid out to false claims, or look how much money is wasted. They're attacking conservative groups, or they're doing this or doing that. These people need to start being held accountable for. The American people need to say stop and clean it up. We want people fired for screwing up. This Obamacare is the biggest joke in the world, and none of these politicians are being held accountable for. I couldn't believe more than what Cheryl said. That's what needs to be done, is these people need to be held accountable for. We need to get back to honesty and the Constitution. But, Scott, you have a real good day. Take care. Bye.
If you'd like to leave us a call off air, you can do so at 855-200-1776 or give us a call at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You know, it's pretty sad, Scott, when the butt of the joke for so many decades was Canada, and now Canada's laughing at us over our healthcare system with what's going on with Obamacare. That's a little, to me, that's sad. That's just sad. Let's go to Henry from Fargo. Henry, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning. Hey, you know, when they talk about politicians or whatever mess with people's lives, that's exactly what Obamacare was designed to do. And the thing about the lie that he said, that it won't take your doctor, your healthcare, you can keep it, the lie that nobody's brought up is that it wasn't attacked. The whole time they were saying, and they've got Obama as many times on TV saying it wasn't attacked, they were arguing in the Supreme Court it was a tax. That was their deal, and that's how they got it through. Nobody brings up that they were lying to the people about it not being a tax, and yet they're in the Supreme Court arguing that it was a tax.
One of the many sad chapters in American political history over this last three-year debate, Henry. You're absolutely right. Appreciate the call. Mike, traveling I-94 today. Tell us what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Mike.
All right. Thanks, Scott. I'm of two minds about the thing. Number one, repeal it completely. Either they repeal it, that's what I think the Republicans ought to do, is just go in there and say, all right, take this, I think it's 1,700-plus page monstrosity and take a flamethrower to it. Anything short of that, then they own it. It's all theirs. Either repeal it or you own it. Give it to the Democrats and say, here's this news. You either take it off and throw it away, or you're going to hang yourself with it. That's all I have to say about that. That's what I think they ought to do.
Here's the question, though, Mike.
Yep.
Does that work differently than the previous umpteen times it's been tried, when you have a Democratic Senate that will refuse to take it up and a president that would never sign it? In other words, there is a lot more political damage now than when Ted Cruz finally tried that approach, right? A month or so ago, we've got hard numbers. Do you think somehow Harry Reid sees enough political fallout that he goes for repeal? I mean, to me, they're so far entrenched into this, there's no way they can ever go for repeal, and that just matter of fact, with Democrats controlling the Senate and having the White House, you'd never be able to get repeal.
No, exactly right. And I honestly don't think they would, but I think that's what they ought to do is step out on the stage and get out on every radio or every talk show out there and say that this is what we want. All right, Ted Cruz tried to stop it. You guys wanted to hold on to it, and they have to be united in this. Though, I mean, that's a caveat here. This has to be a complete. Every Republican has to be on board on this. Either repeal it or you own it, and that's all there is to it. And of course, they're not going to. But then just stand back and let the chips fall where they will, and it just make it well known to the Democrats that you will own this. And you know what I think? I was thinking about this just a little while ago, is how the Democrats are always so concerned about the Republicans. Oh, if you guys don't do amnesty, you're never going to win another. This is perfect time to do it right back to them. Either you repeal this and do it, or you'll never win another election.
Mike, thanks for the phone call, and I think everybody needs to be on the page. What do you do for the 5 million people, and that number is going to grow, that are going to wind up suffering for this? Quick off-air call before we hit the break.
Hi, a truck driver from Northwestern North Dakota. If Obamacare can be repealed, if it could genuinely be repealed, I think that's absolutely the way to go. But if it cannot be repealed, then I say do not try to fix it in any way, shape, or form. Thank you.
That is definitely the consensus, isn't it, Steve?
855-200-1776 if you want to leave a call off air. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Back to your phone calls. Wes, you'll be up next when we come back. This is What's on Your Mind. Obamacare. Scott, you're tallying. What are we saying?
Overwhelmingly, leave it. Don't leave no fixes it. Here. Yep. We've asked fix it, leave it, or, repeal it. Stick to the repeal it mantra and leave it. Seems to be winning the day. Let us know what you think, folks. Also talking ethanol at the bottom of the hour with Tom Lovejoy from the North Dakota Corn Growers. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, Youngevity link.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Yeah, this is Raymond Collins, Mandant. I don't know why these politicians or whatever you want to call them, all they do is commit fraud against the American people. I don't know why they can't be prosecuted. Where are all these high-powered attorneys, so-called high-powered attorneys? Why don't they prosecute these evil people? They are committing fraud against the American people. Wake up, people!
There's some fact in there, huh?
855-200-1776 if you'd like to leave an off-air call. If you'd like to give us a call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, the website. And let's go to Wes in North Dakota. Wes, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, good morning, Scott.
Go ahead, Wes.
Hello, Wes. You got both Steve and I. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Scott, State Representative Wes Belger. Scott, I look at this Obamacare. It's no different than if you walk into the doctor and they diagnose you with cancer. You treat it to destroy the disease. And Obamacare was never about better health care. Obamacare was about dominating the American economy with socialism. And so I think from a perspective of the benefit of America, we have no choice but to defeat Obamacare and look to something else that is not going to destroy our economy as well as destroy the excellence in our health care system.
Do you think that numbers, the fallout that's happened over the last number of weeks here, the website debacle, all the cancellations makes the argument you advocate for easier to do now because everything you've suggested they've been trying for, 3 years to fight against this thing and hasn't worked. Would it be easier to accomplish that now?
Well, no, it's going to be very difficult because Obama is not going to compromise on this, and he doesn't care. He doesn't care how many Democrats get taken down in the next election. As long as he's the president of the United States, there's little that Congress can do because any changes they make, he'll just veto them. So it really becomes difficult, but the only way that we have any chance of overcoming this is to unelect all these people that supported Obamacare in the past and as well as unelect anybody who supports Obama in any form or fashion.
Interesting take, Wes, from a seasoned political pro in the North Dakota legislature. And we appreciate you calling, Wes Belter on at Leonard, North Dakota there. Linda West Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Tell us, Linda.
Hi. I'm calling. I talked to you back when they were trying to defund Obamacare, and I'd sent a bunch of coupons off to Heidi Heitkamp to tell her that's how everybody else is having to live, that they should rethink funding all this. And I received a letter yesterday from her, and I'm going to take some of the things out of context, but she has serious reservations about starting from scratch on getting anything done with Obamacare. She said she understands that there are concerns about provisions that would increase the cost of doing business and that companies may attempt to reduce the hours of some workers to below the 30-hour threshold to avoid offering insurance or paying the fee. Undoubtedly, some businesses will indeed reduce the hours their employees work to avoid that requirement. I volunteer at Dorothy Day Food Pantry. I see more and more people coming in because they can't pay their rent. They can't put food on the table because their hours have been cut. It's affecting people in our community now. She goes on down talking about the marketplaces, and she said, within the new marketplaces, Americans earning less than 400% of the poverty level, or $45,000 for an individual or $92,200 for a family of four, may be eligible for tax credits to help pay for their insurance premiums. But it doesn't say who's paying for those tax helps for those people. It's coming from everybody else. So not only are we paying more for our insurance, we're paying more to help support everybody else's insurance. And I mean, it's just crazy. And the last paragraph, it says that defunding or repealing the Affordable Care Act would add over $100 billion to our deficit in the first 10 years and over $1 trillion to the second in the second decade, and over 20 million people of our friends and neighbors would lose access to their health insurance coverage. Well, we're already seeing, because of Obamacare, millions of people losing their health insurance. And we know that this thing's going to cost us billions and billions of dollars if it's even implemented. like Max Baucus said, is a total train wreck. It's just going to drive our economy down more and more. It's the fuzzy math. It just doesn't address everything. It's totally nuts.
I'd love to have an answer. Good for you for sending a letter, by the way, Linda. And I'd love for next time you send her one to add this question. Do you regret supporting it? You know, she's talking about, well, we can't do this, we can't do that. Well, do you at least regret supporting it, knowing what we know now of what a mess it's been? But good for you for taking the step of getting an answer and asking a question. Thanks for the call. Who's next?
And it should have been after, you know, go help the people that don't have health insurance. Leave the rest of us alone. That's the tack. But, oh, no, wait a minute. To fund that, I guess they have to go after the rest of us, because we're the ones that are going to have to pay for it. Let's go to Larry in Fargo. What's on your mind today, Larry?
Well, sounds like Heidi's got her lies down pat. Tell you what, guys, now that Obamacare is the law of the land, where are the Canadians and the rest of the world going to go for prompt, timely, superior medical treatment?
Well, we see the Canadians cross the border all the time trying to get quality health care in a timely fashion. That's a good question, Larry. Where are they going to go? We're becoming the butt of the joke when it used to be Canada's health care system.
Couple minutes left. We'll try and get as many of you in as we can here, Larry. Thanks for the call. Jeff in Plaza, North Dakota. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, thanks for letting me talk here. I really think it's going to be a good thing because I'm an oil field worker. I'm a truck driver. And if you get hurt on the job, the companies, corporates, keep you from getting medical help because they don't have a record for the company. And even though you paid your Blue Cross Blue Shield, they refuse to pay the bills. So I end up having to pay the bills. And I think it'll put all these people where they have all these court cases. If they'd spend the amount of money helping people on the amount of money they do on the court cases, trying to prove, you know, that they don't have to pay for it, I really think it'd be a great thing if we could actually get corrections made when we hurt our hands or bust our knees or our whatever happens to our ligaments and tendons. I think it'd be a great thing if there was medical help, and I think there's going to be a lot more people hired in the medical business to help people instead of lawyers and corporates that are paid to keep us from getting medical help.
Jeff, it comes down to taking business responsibility just like people should take personal responsibility. Jeff, thanks for the phone call. We'll get a couple more phone calls back when we come in. Also, Tom Wilja, Executive Director of North Dakota Corn Growers. Is ethanol good for North Dakota? We'll find out next. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Henn, and this is What's on Your Mind. Give us a call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs up Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We're talking ethanol here in just a little bit. Tom Lilja is going to join us from North Dakota Corn Growers to react to a AP investigative report that is being just absolutely shredded by folks in the industry who are saying it is, it's bad reporting. But we're going to give him a chance to talk a little bit about that and some of the news stories that have been prompted by the study and the investigation. We've had a whole lot of calls about the Obamacare situation and what's happening there. President Obama set to speak. Rumors are that he's going to propose a administrative fix, not a legislative fix, to the challenge. So we'll that'll be confirmed when the president takes to the podium here coming up in just a little bit. We'll get these calls in, then we'll get to Tom. Jim, another legislator from Fargo, Jim Casper, had a answer for the caller from Plaza, North Dakota, who'd called about Jeff in Plaza had said he was excited about Obamacare because it would make sure are more accountable in taking care of workers that get injured. What did you want to answer in the way of a question for him, Jim?
Oh, good morning, Scott and Steve. Just a point for any worker, not just the one that called in, but any time a worker is injured on the job, the workers' compensation department takes care of their injuries. It has nothing to do and is not reimbursed by private healthcare insurance whatsoever. So we've already got the WSI coverage in effect. So Obamacare does not influence that one bit.
Point well taken, Jim. Thanks for weighing in on that and clarifying that. That's the other part of the equation that didn't get mentioned. Representative Jim Casper from Fargo, thank you for the phone call. Let's go to Gary in Williston. Gary, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I was listening yesterday. Congressman Kramer was saying that he really feels for the North Dakotans that are kind of left hanging, you know, with the fiasco of this whole thing. And I, you know, agree with him. I feel for the people too. But on the other hand, I think these Republicans, I mean, ought to look at this like a swarming hive of bees. They got to get away from it as fast and as far as possible, or they're going to get stung with it if they're going to try and fix something. The Democrats will get their spin meisters out there and lay this all in the laps of the Republicans rather than in the laps of the Democrats where it belongs. And I think they, it never happened, but one of these Republicans ought to get up and like the famous T-shirt or bumper sticker slogan, just say that you can't fix stupid. And just stay away from it and let them fix the mess that they've created. That's the way I look at it.
You are in the majority, Gary, of opinions today. One more call before our guest, Farron and Bismarck, weigh in. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, good morning. You know, everybody's talking about this Obamacare thing, which I, 100% agree with. But, you know, if you look at all this spending going on, all the unproductive processes that are keep being argued about all the time, You know, I would have to say that, you know, when my checkbook is empty, you're done spending. And this has been going on for years like this. And I would just like to know where this blooming money tree is and wonder how I get a piece of that tree to be able to plant it and just go on and just worry about spending and never worry about saving. That's it.
Well said, Farron. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. All right. Tom Lilja is Executive Director of the North Dakota Corn Growers Association joining us on the program today. How are you doing, Tom?
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Glad to have you join us. Steve Bakken joining me in the questioning today. I assume folks have seen some of the reporting about this AP report that has been out recently about ethanol. And in the name of time, I won't recap all the details of this, but just to ask you to start there and get your reaction to this report and the news coverage that it's prompted.
Well, I think one of the big inaccuracies. There were a number of inaccuracies with the story. You know, we had some minor ones. They were basically quoting that Senator Daschle used to be from Iowa. So number one, they couldn't even get the small facts straight. So if they couldn't get the small facts straight, how do you expect them to get the large facts straight? And the article, you know, talked about how corn has taken away CRP acres and how it's broken up virgin ground. The 2007 renewable fuel standard strictly prohibited the breaking up of any virgin grounds. You've also had sod buster provisions that have been in since 1985 that strictly forbid that as well. And, you know, the article went on to say that we're losing all these CRP acres at the expense of the renewable fuel standard, which was grossly, falsely inaccurate. The CRP contracts have been long-standing policy with each farm bill. That program started in 1985. And in 2008, when they did pass the last farm bill, basically they had less money to work with, so they offered less acres for renewal. So this had absolutely nothing to do with corn-based ethanol. It had more of a function of the federal government had less resources and there was less money to enroll CRP acres, and that was part of the 2008 Farm Bill. So, again, the reason that the industry is pushing back pretty hard on this thing is because it's absolutely false.
Tom, as an outdoorsman, you know, I look at a big piece of CRP and I know the difference. It was coming out anyway because of the Farm Bill, not because of corn production. To me, I look at some of those huge tracts of CRP acreage. If there wasn't any cropland around them, they're kind of pointless from a hunter's perspective. So the corn mixed in is a good thing. What about the assertion that it's a ravage to the environment? You know, people are talking about all this corn production and damaging the environment and damaging the outdoor side of things. Isn't this kind of the same people that are attacking the oil industry for the same things and the wind industry for the same things? Is this just an attack on energy?
Well, yeah, you could certainly say that. One of the classic examples was when the EPA decided to cancel basically the BTX compounds, we call them, benzene, toluene, and xylene, from being the octane enhancer in fuels. You know, they had a lot of good data that showed that it was very bad for groundwater. So what was the natural replacement as an octane enhancer for fuels? It was ethanol. And that was really, apart from the renewable fuel standard, it was the cancellation of those three compounds as an octane enhancer in fuels that really led to basically the corn industry and the ethanol industry taking off. And we went from 2% of the fuel market back in 2004 to 10% of the fuel market right now. And toluene is what we pour on rubber piles to deteriorate them. So this whole thing about environmental impact, ethanol burns cleaner, and it's a heck of a lot cleaner than toluene. I'll tell you that right now. There's also another group, the Urban Air Initiative. They're looking at a lot of health effects. They're finding a lot of autism rates closer to interstate levels or interstate high concentrated areas in the metro areas. So, you know, what's causing this? And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say it's the fuel, but, you know, can you logically say that some of these effects are because of some of this stuff that was coming out of our gas tanks?
Questions certainly welcome for Tom Lilja, if you have them, on this AP investigation that the industry is pushing back against for some of the points Tom's raised here today. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Scott has a question in Center, North Dakota, for Tom. Go ahead, Scott.
Well, I don't agree with the article as far as the environmental part of it, but my deal is I'm kind of sick of people in the industry saying there's no subsidies, because it's a flat-out lie. Because when the government mandates that I have a product, I don't care, say it's a chocolate bar, and the government mandates that every one of us has to eat so much of a chocolate bar, particularly mine, and that allows me to sell 10 times more than I ever would have, then that's a subsidy. And that's what it is with ethanol. 5% in North Dakota, 10% in Minnesota, Iowa. So don't insult my intelligence, because it is a subsidy when the government mandates I got to buy something. And it's funny how everybody on the right, including myself, doesn't think it's right that we got to buy insurance or the other things the government wants us to buy. So I guess that's my take on it. And the one reason that there was subsidies to begin with to build these plants and the infrastructure for ethanol, and they went away because people wised up, just like with wind farms and everything else. But then the states turned around, and what I call the subsidy mandated is that there's a percentage of ethanol that they got to sell us, and most of us don't want to use it. I can't use it in my motorcycle. It doesn't run worth the crap. Harley-Davidson doesn't recommend only 5% at a max, and they don't particularly think you should use it anyway. So that's my take.
All right. Your take and response, Tom?
Well, you know, again, the listener has his points, but if we did not have 10% ethanol in the fuel supply right now, everybody would be paying a dollar a gallon more for gasoline. So overall, the renewable fuel standard has helped to lower wholesale gasoline prices, because we have it as 10% of the supply. And I also want to point out a couple things on the subsidy issue, because it is a very important issue, and a lot of folks don't like it. But the reality of it is, in there was a Farm Bureau study that basically showed when we did have the ethanol subsidy, it was a 41-cent blender's credit. We do not have that anymore. That subsidy expired on December 31st of 2011. So currently there is no federal subsidy. What that study showed was there was a $4 billion taxpayer subsidy going into these programs for ethanol, and yet the taxpayer was benefiting because we were not spending roughly 12 to 20 billion, was their estimate, on farm subsidy deficiency payments to the farming community. So the taxpayer actually won when we did have that subsidy, because they were paying a hell of a lot less more money in basically deficiency payments.
Tom, we're up against a break.
We're lower.
Tom, we're up against a break. Can you hold over for a few minutes, and we'll get the rest of your answer when we come back. It's What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a home try.
KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at PrivacyLockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and the truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
In your mind, I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hedden, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We're talking with Tom Liljay, Executive Director of the North Dakota Corn Growers Association. Is corn and ethanol good for North Dakota? Tom, sorry about the break. We do have hard breaks here. I want to give you an opportunity to finish your statement, if you had anything else to add.
Well, you know, I guess you're asking if it's good for our economy or not. The corn growers did fund a study from the Center for Ag Policy and Trade Studies. That study showed that the corn industry, both production and processing, contributed $9.7 billion to North Dakota's economy from the period 2008 through 2012. The 2012 number alone was $3.42 billion, and both of those numbers were before multiplier effects. So if you're asking if the corn industry is important to our state's economy, certainly that study agrees with that.
You know, you mentioned earlier that obviously there's more corn acres planted, and that's largely farmers making a decision to say, you know, wheat or corn, you know, and making decisions rather than displacing CRP land. You pointed that out. But I'm curious, you know, in those studies, what kind of impact from the mandates are attributed to the corn price? In other words, obviously, if a farmer's got a decision to make, sees the price of corn, he's going to plant more corn. That's just basic economics. But some of our listeners bristle because they say, well, the only reason corn prices are where they are is because of the mandate. Do you agree with that?
Well, all right. So in December of 2007, when President Bush signed the renewable fuel standard into law, corn futures were at $4.35 a bushel. Do you know where corn futures are right now today, Scott? They're at $4 a bushel. They are lower than where they were at when he signed this bill into law. So, you know, you've got a lot of detractors out there saying that it's raising corn prices. Well, I mean, it raised them last year because we had a wide-scale drought in the Midwest, and obviously the market had to rally higher to ration some of this demand, which, by the way, also happened in 1988 when we had a drought. So, you know, you're going to get these drought effects every 20 to 30 years in the Corn Belt. It happened last year. But honestly and truthfully, corn growers responded this year with a record 14.8 billion bushel crop. It's just a monster crop that we've had out there. And corn futures are lower than they were when this was signed into law.
Quickly, let's get Jerry and Williston in. Jerry, what's on your mind for our guest?
Well, I guess the question I have, I'd like to make the same point as that other gentleman did. I don't know how you can sit there and justify that it's right for the United States government to tell the American people you have to buy this product, even if you don't want to buy this product. This is supposed to be a free country. If ethanol can't stand on its own, let it sink. If it can stand on its own, then let it make profit. But don't be forcing every citizen of the United States to buy ethanol when they don't want it. In fact, some engines, it'll ruin the engines, and you know that as well as I do. So don't sit there and try to tell the American people that it's good for us, that the government is forcing us to buy ethanol. Make the ethanol stand on its own. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Let's get one more quick call in. Dan in Fargo, what's on your mind?
I think that regardless of whether it was a rhino Republican like Bush that signed something like this and got the thing started with renewable fuels, it's nonsense to tinker with the market economy. I'll tell you why. It not only is inefficient, but then it has to be regulated and enforced and interpreted, and you get an army of lawyers and an army of lobbyists. It adds more expense. This gentleman is giving figures about how much it contributes to the economy in North Dakota or the nation. And then he's figuring about the multiplier effect. Listen, the velocity of funny money being circulated rapidly and then forming a pyramid base of more debt in consumer credit in our economy and mortgage credit is not a good indicator of something healthy for the economy. I agree with this previous caller. Quit monkeying.
All right, Dan, appreciate your call. We only have a minute left, so I'm going to let Tom get the final word in here because the sentiment from you and the previous caller are pretty much the same. Give you a chance to respond to that, Tom.
Well, I mean, the caller brings up the mortgage thing. You know, nobody asked the question why the economy crashed in 2008. Everybody blamed it on the mortgages. The reason the economy crashed in 2008 is because we had higher fuel prices and people couldn't afford those mortgages. And if, again, I will reiterate the point that if ethanol was not 10% of this current fuel supply, then everyone would be paying a dollar more a gallon in fuel costs. So if you want to get rid of ethanol, And if you want to pay another dollar a gallon, then I guess that's fine. That's up to those callers. If they want that economic impact to them and to every family in this country, then I guess that's what they want.
Tom, appreciate your...
The ethanol industry is standing on its own because the subsidy was eliminated in December of 2011.
Right. I mean, I know that, and that there's been a transition there. Subsidy gone. Now the question whether the mandates will stay, and that decision is coming fairly soon as well. Appreciate your fact check on the investigation, Tom. Thanks for joining us. Tom Liljell from the North Dakota Corn Growers is our guest, and thanks for the calls today. Busy program. My gosh. Ready to do it tomorrow on a normal or nuts Friday, Steve?
Amen, my friends.
God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.